News.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Highland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Highland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Beautiful, hot summer Sunday here in Tampa, but I love it. And appreciate everybody tuning in here to AM860 The Answer. We're going to get started here with the Sports Zone, but real quick here, I want to do a huge shout out to our military, because freedom isn't free. Thank you, men and women in our armed forces who do a great job every day. Also, our policemen and women out there that are working hard to keep the streets safe and just follow laws. They're not suggestions. They're laws. So let's abide by them. Also, our firemen going into burning buildings, God bless them. That's a tough gig right there. And then our EMT who have to take care of us when we get sick and hurt at our house or on the roads. They got a tough job, too. That's a special person who can handle that and get you to the hospital. So, that being said, I do have to, goes out to people in Buffalo. That was a terrible tragedy yesterday, that shooting. Just unnecessary again. We got to fix these problems. I know we can't do anything before something happens in some respects, but man, I think we have to look at things a little differently. And if there's some red flags, we don't need to arrest people, but we do need to question them. So I think those are issues that need to be addressed.
Well,
Go ahead, Scott.
I think you need to throw in the what happened after the Milwaukee Bucks game, too.
Yeah, enlighten everybody on that one, Scott, please.
The shootings that happened after the celebration, and it's not that it was associated with the Milwaukee Bucks, but we lost two people there, too. Hmm. Or three, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What
are we doing, man? We're a better society than this. We need to stop acting like savages. We're better than this. Sports is a beautiful thing, man, and it shouldn't come down to this. You don't have to act this way. What's the purpose? I mean, is it just we're all not getting the attention we think we need or deserve? It doesn't make sense to me. You know, do something positive. You'll get the attention you need. I'll never forget a coach telling me one day, Patrick, you don't need to celebrate. We saw who made the play. I was like, yes, sir. And that's the way it should be. And I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just society has changed big time. Hey, I got my buddy Joshua Levinson back from Mr. Fantasyland, good old FanDuel. Good morning, Josh. How you doing today, kid?
Good, good. Still hyped up after that Lightning win last night. Fortunately, we didn't have any shootings afterwards or around the area or the watch parties or anything like that, so certainly good to see.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Toronto. You know, man, 6 years in a row, man. First round. Bang, bang, bye.
No, not 6 years.
I'm just saying it's been 6 years in a row, but this goes all the way back to...
They've never won a playoff series.
Sad, man.
I think we have all three of our Stanley Cups since they last won a... since they last won anything. My the old joke is, why do you... Or, gosh, now I'm going to botch it. It is, why don't you drink with someone from Toronto after one round? Because they're nowhere to be found.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's funny. That's cute, Josh. I like that.
But it's always fun this time of year when you've got the series. Like, you had the Rays facing the Toronto Blue Jays.
That is cool,
and
isn't it?
You got the Lightning facing the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it was cool.
Do you realize we had 5 Game 7 series?
Yeah, man. Crazy, isn't it?
There's one, the only in basketball also, you've got the 7-game series. You only have, between hockey and basketball, one series that didn't go 7 games.
Yeah, It's crazy. Hey, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600.
Still going. Sorry. I mean, you had every basketball. The Golden State didn't go seven.
In Miami and Philly.
Miami and Philly.
Right.
But a lot of them did.
It's but crazy. What's nice is because TNT, TBS, that whole, the Turner Broadcast Network, that they have the both lead. They have NBA and NHL. So yesterday you had the three game sevens in, on the ice all spread out. And now today you have the two basketball games spread out. So it's kind of, the scheduling is nice where you're able to enjoy everything and it's not just on top of each other.
I didn't get to ask you before we started the show. Where did you watch the game?
I was at the patio on McDill. It was at, that's usually where we like to go to watch a lot of game stuff. It's a great, tons of TVs. It's all, they got really good bucket specials and that sort of thing. It was packed. Sure. It was packed. Yeah. Like by the time the puck dropped for the first period, you were shoulder to shoulder. I mean, it was, shout out to all those bartenders there because I really did. I certainly gained an appreciation for them last night because they were just working their tails off.
Guys,
they really were.
I just don't think, and this is just a little injection here, I just don't think when you see the way the city reacts and follows these teams, I just don't see that ever happening with the Rays. I don't care if they're winning, even when they're winning, we don't have that excitement like we have for football and hockey.
If the Rays were back-to-back champs going for a third World Series, I think it'd be a little different.
But
we didn't have this much enthusiasm for the Lightning when we were bad.
Well, it's funny you'd bring that up. Jeff, a great guy who does some promos for myself and Captain Matt Bruce, who you can catch me on tomorrow morning at 5:47.
That's your problem, getting up that early.
It is, brother. It's not easy. But, no, Jeff is great. And he made a good point a long time ago. He says, Patrick, man, there's so much to do, you know, here in Florida. You know, you get the spring training, and then in the summertime, people are going to do other things. We're up north. You know, the summer's not as long, and they've been having those teams for 50, 60 years. And there's a lot to be said for that, and I appreciate all the listeners down there in Port Charlotte, Sarasota. Two gun shows going on. Two guys in a gun show, I should say, down there in Sarasota. So good luck to those guys today. Great,
the game
great guys.
Takes too long, too, I think.
Well, they're trying, Scott, to get the game more moving and more happening. I think Josh makes a good point, though. If they, you know, back-to-back would be different. Indoor stadium would be different. Pricing different. And I think with more people relocating to this area, you'll get some more baseball fans that could maybe attach themselves to the game, but they do need to speed
it
up.
Even
you're right,
when
Scott.
We were in the series, even when we were winning, even, I mean, we've been at winning. The Rays have been a pretty successful team.
Yeah.
You just don't see that groundswell.
Well, they've only been here for less than 25 years, so I don't want to put that on them. Let's 25 years from now, hopefully it'll be different. Hopefully they'll get a stadium over here in Tampa. It would be a beautiful thing. I sure hope so. It would be a lot better.
I like Joshua's idea.
And that is?
Put it near the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Put a bridge over the interstate to the Seminole, the
Hard Rock,
and let the Seminole tribe finance it, build it, whatever.
Yes.
And now you've created a destination.
Yes, you have.
Because you have the other events, people stay at the hotel, the back and forth concerts,
you're
games.
Pulling from Orlando. The geographic aspect of it is so huge. You can just hop on I-4 and they
Lakeland,
can come this way. You're not going to have, like, the Orlando people are not going to go all the way to St.
Right.
Pete for
yes.
it. But if
I don't think they're going to go to downtown Tampa.
For the weekend to be able to come stay at the Hard Rock and then, you know,
yes.
you come over to Tampa, do brunch or even catch a Lightning game or whatever
yes.
it is. I mean, that is where the vision of this town and everything.
I mean, think about it. You could do the you got the casino for
yes.
the gamblers. Then you've got the
amphitheater. Not just the gamblers. The Hard Rock is a huge entertainment.
What I'm saying, you've got the amphitheater. You could
yeah.
do weekend, like, massive events here.
Absolutely.
But we are so, and I don't want to get into this, but the fact is we are so beholden to Venicville and down that way that's where all the money, that's yeah. where all the yeah. backroom deals have already been made. And it's not a secret.
You should be running for politics.
No, I'm not.
If the tribe wants to build a baseball stadium, the tribe can build a baseball stadium.
But
absolutely.
They can't just be given the fairgrounds. You know, that's a different.
They can buy it up. Everything's got a price. They're building more and more land. They built that new tower over there. I mean,
but
they
work out a deal.
But guys, let's be real. The decisions are made. If that team comes here, the property's been bought. The deals have been made.
Sure.
The palms have been greased. Let's not pretend that there's
oh my.
Options here.
Oh my, Yeah, there'd have to be a lot of changes. You can reach us at 877-969-8600. The reason, Josh, I asked you where you watched the game was I listened to the announcing of the game. Scott, did you watch the game to where you could hear the announcers or not?
Yes.
Okay. Did you feel a little home cooking for Toronto there by the announcers? Because I sure did.
I turned to Rockin' Robin.
Okay.
Over there, and she... I said to her, I said, does it sound like these announcers are like on the other side?
Yeah.
And it did seem bit like
Well, they were in that park, and that kind of overcomes you if you are neutral, which I hope they were.
It's been like that, honestly, for the past few years, too. I mean, just most of your hockey announcers are traditionalists, and so they have a little bit more affinity for your Toronto Maple Leafs and your Canadian teams and your traditional, quote-unquote,
yeah,
like having the Lightning and the Panthers, right, two Florida teams being at the top of the conference and everything. That doesn't sit well with a lot of these people. It's the same way with football and other sports. You know, it's like the Cowboys are always supposed to be good. You know, it's just, it's that sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say this. Listening to the radio when Espo's on the radio, how do we say, he is amazing for what he's done for this town, bringing hockey to this town.
It's great.
But it might be time to, look at getting someone to take his place on the radio. He just gets bitter and angry at the Lightning when they don't.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. He's the worst color
ever,
guy ever, because he doesn't actually explain what's happening. You always know whether the Lightning are doing bad
or good
because he's grunting and making noises and everything else. You have no idea who's on the ice, who did what, or anything.
But he'll give the other team credit at times.
No, it's not that. He's harder on the Lightning.
I know that.
Instead of saying, Kucherov around it, that was horrible. Kucherov, that's just horrible. Come on. What are you doing? Color commentator.
But Mishkin on the goal calls. Oh, I mean, he is just absolutely incredible.
Mishkin hockey goals is like the guy in soccer.
Who's the
guy in
absolutely.
Soccer?
Absolutely.
Sometimes that can be over the top, Josh.
It's supposed
like you're
to
trying
be
too hard.
It's part of
it's
the job.
It's supposed to be. Okay. Patrick, how about the guy with soccer? Everyone loves that goal.
Well, Patrick clearly doesn't enjoy that either.
After a while, okay, I got you, pal. Really? Did they score? I mean, Lightning win, Lightning win, Lightning win. Okay, let's not do it 20 times.
But you know what?
This is the same guy who doesn't like when receivers celebrate a first down. And say,
correct.
At least you're consistent.
Patrick,
you're dang right,
you
brother.
Gotta,
play
you gotta
the
admit,
game. Our, act like you've been there.
Our soccer goal guy was so loved worldwide that they brought him on to do the World Cup.
So when Gene retires, I can't wait to hear the guy go, touchdown! Oh, I'm going
to
be so excited for that. That's going to be fantastic.
Joshua. You're pretty good at that, Patrick.
Hey, hey, can we get the tape of this show and send that in for a audition?
Oh, you're killing me, boys. You're killing me.
But no, well, obviously last night was incredible, but that game six, the ups and the highs and lows of that one. I was at the press box on Del Mabry, actually. One of the best local.
Do you ever stay
way
home?
To go, Walt. He's young, man. Let him enjoy life. Go ahead, Josh.
But even there, place was packed. It was a Thursday night.
Oh, yeah,
tough to get a seat. And then, we score. Everyone's going crazy. And then they went up that 5-on-3. I mean,
it's just such an exciting game. That's where hockey is so cool. And they really.
110%. There's something about a Stanley. Like we were talking about the Rays, and it's not the same. I think there's something about a Stanley Cup run in general that is just. It really, really is. It's electric. No pun intended.
Do you think the Lightning can beat the Panthers, Josh? Or are they going to hit the.
It's going to be tough. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be tough. The Panthers struggled with the Caps in the first round, as anyone would. I mean, it's not going to be easy. There's nothing is going to come easy on this run.
You know who looks good? I got a shout out to my folks out west. The Colorado Avalanche look good, man.
Oh, incredible.
Absolutely. Mean, scary good. They could do it. I would love to see the Lightning and the Avalanche.
Yeah.
And then I'll pull for the Lightning, but if the Avalanche won, that'd be a fair way to go down.
And if the Avs just keep mowing through people, I mean, shit, they just swept.
Yeah.
And now,
you hope they get that lull if we were to play them for the three-peat. You're listening to the Sports Zone here on AM 860, The Answer. We appreciate you tuning into us. You catch us on the Facebook, the Sports Zone. And we appreciate everybody who helps us out here. Ken, Captain Matt Bruce, Yana taking your calls. We're going to take a quick timeout. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
If you're a pastor, church leader, or concerned Christian who wants to see families strengthened and our children saved from the pollution they're being indoctrinated with, come to the Families Under Fire Conference on Tuesday, May 17th at the Plant City Strawberry Festival Grime Center. Speakers throughout the day will equip you to make real change in your church and community to protect children and families. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch.
Go to allpropastors.org. That's allpropastors.org.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
AM 860, The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to The Sports Zone. Here on AM 860, The Answer, 877-969-8600. We will take your calls, and if you're in Hillsborough County, it's 813-289-1860. We do have one open line, and we'll get to your calls here in just a minute. Getting back to finish up with hockey, then we're going to go into basketball. I'm really curious to see how the Lightning are going to fare against the Panthers. Can they? I hope they go the distance. You know, no matter what, if they lose and go seven, I'll be okay. I'm just glad they didn't get knocked out in the first round. Sorry for the Toronto getting knocked out in the first round, but if it had to be somebody, obviously, you know, I wanted it.
It was nice to win two games in a row. I mean, every game, as it was just, you know, bouncing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it was kind of, gosh, Vazi's so good. Vazi is so good. We're so spoiled. We really, really are. I mean, we've really had some elite goaltending for the majority of the past however many years. I mean,
very blessed,
Ben Bishop and everything.
Yes.
Like we really, really, really have.
Hobby Bolin, Bishop.
Yeah,
you know.
It's very, very impressive. But as far as what the odds are at, they've got the Panthers at -155, right around that range,
makes
and then we're
sense.
+130. So it's very similar to what the last round was. There's a little bit more juice on the Panthers, but
yeah.
And then we were just talking about the Avalanche. They're -400. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, you better put that with something else. You're not going to make any money.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still fun. Hey, Robbie, welcome into the Sports Zone. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was wondering, I like the Florida Panthers to beat the Lightning in the next round of the playoffs.
How many games?
I'd say five.
Wow. Okay.
Five or six.
Okay.
Wait, six. Robbie, you think the Lightning are going to win one game?
A gentleman sweep, he says.
Your Golden State Warriors are looking good, but I like the Phoenix Suns to win it all.
Sure. Well, they better wake up today and make it happen.
Yeah, they better control Mr. Doncic over there.
Yeah, That's going to be a heck of a game tonight. I'm looking forward to that, Robbie. So, should be a lot of fun.
I was wondering how come there's not much talk about the Tampa Bay Rowdies. You guys are on the local sports base. You're always talking about the Bucks, the Rays, and the Lightning.
Yeah, I try to mix it up, Robbie, and talk about other sports. Tampa Bay is filled with hometown shows. And
it's a communist sport, but we'll talk about it.
That's funny. But pull for the Rowdies. I mean, the Lightning are the big thing right now. That's why we're talking about them. But I like to talk about all the teams, and we're going to get into the basketball and the NFL here real soon. So,
the Rowdies do have a game out in Phoenix tonight, though, for our Rowdies fans, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. You know what the problem is, Robbie, I think, if you're still with us.
He's listening, but
okay.
He's off the air.
Where do you find him on TV?
That's a good point.
And I think if you could see
it'll be on ESPN News tonight, for what it's worth.
No, not news. I mean, where is
no, no, no. ESPN News is a channel.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
It's one of ESPN. Okay. So it's on ESPN.
It's after the ESPN, the Ocho?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. ESPN number
right
10.
Right after the dodgeball championships?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's not good. No, it's not good. Hey, Scotty, we got our buddy calling in from Tarpon Springs, Vito. Vito.
Vito.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, what's going on, you mama loops? What are you doing?
Hey, we're just trying to talk a little hockey, a little basketball, and we're going to talk about the NFL schedule. What's on your mind today, Vito?
You know, listen, I being from New York, I'm a Detroit Red Wings fan. Go figure that. But, you know, I like to, you know, root for the local teams sometimes. And last night I found myself rooting for the Lightning, and I'll tell you why. Because I watched Ryan McDonagh every chance I got when he was on the ice. Because he's the reason they won that game, in my opinion. Listen, Paul scored the two goals. I get it. But, you know, Tampa gave up 17 shots that last period. I mean, I think McDonagh probably blocked three or four in that period alone.
He's got to be hurting today.
I'll tell you, but he's got a couple of bruises. But he played unbelievable on the ice for both goals. You can't shut down Matthews, but did a tremendous job covering him, taking his chances away, filling out the lanes of passing so he couldn't get the puck on his stick. And I'm telling you now, if you want to forget MVP for that game anyway, that's unless he was great at the end especially, but my vote's going to McDonagh. I do think the Florida Panthers are a better team, but if they play like they did in periods, you know, last week, they can win, just like the whole series, though. But the inconsistency's got to stop, or they're not going to beat Florida, and they want to prayer against Colorado.
Vito, since the Red Wings aren't in it, who are you kind of pulling for? Anybody right now, or are you just watching good hockey? Anybody out there?
Here's the thing, man.
Okay.
I love Connor McDavid. I just think he's a tremendous player. Back in the days, in the 80s, I pulled for the Islanders, Mike Bossy, Trotsky, all those guys, and you know, Edmonton took over their dynasty and started one of their own. And I didn't like them back then too much. I wasn't Gretzky and Messier. I didn't like any of those guys. But I like them now. They're young. They're hungry. I wouldn't mind seeing them or Colorado win only because, you know, it's two good teams, fun to watch. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind Lightning win. It's really a great story. Repeat doesn't happen much. Hasn't happened since, you know, back in the day when the Islanders won four in a row. So
last team to do it.
Itself, yeah, for the story itself, I wouldn't mind it. And I'll tell you what, I'm a huge McDonagh fan. I'm a huge Point fan. I love Cicerelli. You know, I like the coach. I love Cooper. I'm not a Cooch fan, but a lot of the plays. Three-peat would be awesome. Great for the town, which I live in. So it's tough to root against that. But if they play McDavid, I'll kind of be a, you know, happy if I win, happy if I lose type of thing.
I got you. No, makes sense. Speaking about Paul, though, what an acquisition right before the trade deadline, and he comes through, man. God bless. Thank God, Mr. Paul. We appreciate you today big time. I tell you, they keep running and you keep playing. I don't think you'll have to buy a beverage here in Tampa Bay for the rest of your life, pal. So, anyway, that was awesome, man. And, hey, I want to give Riley credit for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was a heck of a goal he had. It was just a great game. It was officiated okay. I think it could have been a better job there in that department. We didn't go ahead.
I'm a guy that loves offense. I mean, I love offense. Give me a 10-11 game in baseball. Give me a 42-41 game of football. But the third period with no goals were scored was severely entertaining, and I watched it over and over again.
Amen, Vito. Amen. Well, thanks for calling in, man, and putting in your input. We appreciate hearing from everybody out there. You have a beautiful weekend, and we'll catch you on the show again here in the near future, Vito. Thank you.
You got it. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Question for you guys, and maybe I didn't see it or did see it. Have four refs been on the ice, or is that just for the playoffs?
Man, I didn't notice.
Dude. Yeah, I didn't know. What do you mean? What stood out to you? Like, what made you notice that?
When they came together to discuss that one interference on the goal when the guy picked our defender and they scored the no goal, I noticed four refs on the ice.
Four is normal. You have two refs and two linesmen.
I've always thought it was one ref and two linesmen.
Now, we'll do some research on that. The other thing I can think of, though.
No, I know it is now. I saw four out there, but is that a playoff thing or is that
And here's what I'm also thinking about, Scott, that when you say that fourth guy, if I'm not mistaken, he had a headset on. So
Well, they all do. The head has okay. one, too.
Well, we'll definitely look into that and see. But
I just didn't know. But, I mean, back in the day, maybe I just don't
know. No, you're right.
Attention.
Back in the day, it was just three.
Back in the day, it was always three.
So, you know.
I didn't know if this was just a playoff thing or
they added it on here recently. You know, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I can figure it out. I just always think it's impressive when they're jumping up, you know, holding up along the boards, jumping up to avoid the puck and stuff. Like, they're pretty good athletes.
Well,
like,
you're not kidding. I think hockey referees are scary good athletes.
I think they really are.
The one guy also did a great job stopping a clean breakaway for Kucherov too.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen, unfortunately. That's just like in football too when the guy in the middle, the ref in the middle gets, you know.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Yes.
Last thing on hockey was, and again, I have not watched them.
Okay.
I did yesterday. Where did those uniforms come from? Is that their new uniforms all year? Or?
It's an update that they had. Again, I haven't watched much Oilers hockey, but
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's so funny when I hear Oilers, I think of Houston, Love You Blue, Earl Campbell, Dan Pastorini. I just can't help it, man.
Bum Phillips.
Yeah, Bum Phillips, baby.
The greatest coaching name ever.
Away, Bum. What a name. And those cowboy boots. He was a trip, man. That, you know, it's funny. You know, the last coach would probably be Glanville to be a character that I can think of right now. Josh, anybody in the National Football League head coach come across to you as a real character?
Belichick.
I wouldn't call him a character.
He's super reserved.
But I think he's just, I don't give a damn.
Gruden.
But
yeah.
He's no longer.
Yeah. Andy Reid. Kinda like there's time. I mean, Bruce, what, you know, there's a little bit of personality, but not really.
It's kind of funny. You think about it now, the NFL coaches don't have the personality. Glanville was the last one. I mean, leaving tickets for Elvis. That's pretty funny.
Honestly, there's not a lot. I think you maybe even call it the Nick Saban, Coach K, Belichick effect, where they're all like CEOs now. You don't really have any renegade coaches.
Players too get a little reserved, and the quarterbacks too try to answer like a CEO.
Because everyone's got,
I miss that.
Everyone's got a brand now. Everyone's got to be able to, you know, market themselves, have their own. Like, if you ever know, like watching the NBA games and stuff, they've all got their own hats, they've all got their own logos, they've all got their own brands. Yeah, get that money, honey. You know,
show me the money.
Speaking of money, guys, and I was telling you, I was watching, and I don't know where, but they had Andrew Luck's dad and
Oliver.
Another comp talking about how they have to, that it's already getting out of hand, this money coming to these college, or that there has to be some. You know, the SEC's meeting about it. There has to be some
simple
controls.
Salary cap, baby. And on that note, we're going to take a quick timeout here on AM 860. The Answer. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that salary cap. We'll talk a little bit about basketball, and then we're going to get into the NFL scheduling and get your input on that. It's kind of funny how the NFL scheduling looks a little funny to me, Josh. I can't wait to have your input on that. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Law enforcement officials are telling the AP today that federal agents have interviewed the parents of a teenager accused of shooting and killing 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket yesterday and served multiple search warrants. Officials also say that Peyton Gedron's parents were cooperating with investigators. It's being investigated as a racially motivated attack, as the gunman was white and virtually all his victims were black. The U.S. is poised to remove five extremist groups, all believed to be defunct from its list of foreign terrorist organizations, amongst them the Basque separatist group, ETA. And Pakistani officials say a suicide bombing near a security force vehicle has killed three soldiers today and three children in the northwest near the border with Afghanistan, and a gunman shot dead two Sikhs today in Peshawar. This is SRN News.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net. and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event!
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Partly sunny skies for today with a high of 89. Tonight, a moonlit sky with a low 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 87. And plenty of sunshine Tuesday with a high 89. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for staying tuned here on AM 860 The Answer, and hopefully we have the answers for you. Let's shift gears to basketball. Okay, the NBA. Bucks, Celtics. Talk to me, Josh.
I think the Celtics are going to win today. They were able to, Bucks had them, had a great opportunity to put it away, but now you got Boston back at home. Giannis is incredible. The one thing that I've learned this playoffs is Giannis is the best basketball player in the world, and it's not even that close. It really, really, really isn't. It's been nice to not have LeBron in the playoffs or to have Durant making a deep run because we're able to appreciate some of these younger guys. Luka Doncic is probably going to be a multi-MVP throughout his career. Giannis is absolutely incredible. Ja Morant, very, very special talent. Devin Booker. It has been so much fun to see these young guys and the new breed of players kind of take it. Joel Embiid, seeing these new guys really start to make an impact in the league.
You might know this, Josh. Scott, you might know it if you do. Giannis.
Greek freak.
The Greek freak. But here I'm thinking about the translation. So Giannis in English is what? Do you know?
No.
Do you, Scotty?
I don't know, but it can be cured by spraying Windex on it.
Wow, no, it's John. So we're going to call him Johnny A, the Greek freak. Just to switch it up, baby. Nah, he's good. Giannis can play, man.
If there's any negative to him, is he the ultimate team leader?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to give it to him, man, because he takes the team on his back.
No. I didn't mean on the court. I mean, like, when you see him in huddles and stuff, you've seen Kobe over. You see LeBron
and
Magic and MJ take over the team, not only on with their play. I don't know if you have to be.
No.
But is he? I don't know if he's that type of personality.
Well, let's talk about that. That's a great point. And then, Josh, I want your take. See, MJ was very instrumental, like Scott just said, in the huddles. Phil Jackson would go, MJ, who's open? You'd go, Paxson. Give me the ball. Pass it to him. We want to win this game. It ain't all about me. That was MJ's approach. So that was cool. Magic. Larry would pass the ball to Ainge or Dennis Johnson if they were open. Is Giannis the guy who would pass the ball? Kobe really wasn't.
Kobe
that, yeah,
but so. Kobe would tell you in the huddle, "Give me the ball. You all go sit down." And but
or give me some space. We got to create a play.
I think with Giannis, the big he's not as gifted of a passer as a Magic or LeBron. One of the main things. The main thing for him, I think the biggest difference between this generation and the previous generations, like those Magic, Larry and those sorts of guys, is that the AAU, the proliferation of AAU, where these guys have been playing together before they could drive.
Right.
We're literally like traveling around the country. And so, and with Instagram and cell phones and all this
they
these days, then they're legitimate friends. Yeah. It really is a brotherhood, the association and everything. And so there isn't that kind of inner killer that what made Kobe Kobe, what made MJ MJ, they truly wanted to beat you, destroy you, embarrass you, let you know who the best is. Giannis is one of the only guys in the modern league that has that, and it's because he played over in Greek. He didn't play with any of these guys. He doesn't care about any of them. He doesn't care about having a relationship with them. And the Bucks literally have his brother taking up one of the 15 roster spots just to have him someone that he feels comfortable with, that kind of knows him, kind of knows his in it, to make it easier to transition and be able to drop 40 and 20 in every playoff game the way that he is. And so I think that's a big aspect of it. As far as, team leader, whatever words you want to use, I think that intangible is huge. It is what a lot of the time separates the great ones, having that chip on your shoulder and just wanting to destroy everybody.
Everyone used to argue, and I watched the interview with Shaq the other day, and he said it a little bit at Kobe's funeral too, but Shaq, looking back now, if I would have just shut up and played And Kobe was right. If I would have worked a little harder and played, we would have run 15 championships.
Yeah, I mean, it got a little silly, but I know they would have ran another
three to four. Oh, no doubt. Shaq is the type of guy that, you know, like in college, there's the kid that easily could be valedictorian, cum laude, all that. Easily, like top of the class, the 5.0 GPA, that whole thing. Like has the capability of it.
Sure.
But you've got guys that, you know, honor roll, they stick with like a 3.5 GPA, and they're having a good time. They're enjoying themselves.
Yes.
Not really maximizing their full potential in the classroom because they're having a more well-rounded experience. That, to me, is Shaq's career in the NBA. He could have been, hands down, the greatest player of all time, most dominant big, really closer to that MJ conversation, but he wanted to have fun. He wanted to make his money. He wanted to hang out.
Well, let's
talk about that.
Big Diesel, Shazam.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's talk about that. Suppose he became Stoic or the CEO. Then that wouldn't have been Shaq. What's to say that might not have affected his game either? And
absolutely.
Work, and practicing could more have. And being in the gym more? Who's to say that might have not burned him out and he
absolutely.
Wouldn't have as much
he
fun?
He could have lost the desire. He could have hit like where James Harden is at. And there is no perfect formula
That's why you really got to look at things differently. You got to give individuals their space. You got to coach everybody differently.
And that's why the coaching is so huge. I mean, it is.
Speaking of James Harden.
Yes.
How do you go a whole half in the NBA playoffs and not score a point?
It was very. I didn't understand.
They didn't want to win. They didn't want to win. I mean, that team doesn't like each other. Doc didn't do a good job of keeping them together. Like, they've been checked out since before the playoffs started. They're in Cancun already.
And your father and I were talking about this earlier, about superstars and super teams. Where do you think we are now?
I'm going to say right now you had teams, again, L.A., they were old superstars. They would have done good on the senior tour. but that was a team of superstars of days gone by. Then you had Brooklyn, and you know, before the trades, but you look at a team like Golden State. Golden State is a superstar team. They have what I would consider two legit superstars, but I think 1 to 15 or 13, whatever they're dressing, they have players on their bench that would be stars on other teams, possibly.
No, I
just think top to bottom, Golden State is a superstar team. If you take pieces away, that hurts them. I think Steph and Clay are absolutely superstars, and Steph is just beyond that.
But Clay isn't all, all the hype is the super teams. LeBron and AD teaming up with the Lakers. Obviously, KD on the Nets and that whole thing. But if you look at who is winning, I mean, even this year, Miami Heat is a team. Yes, you have Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, but that is a team with a great head coach. The Boston Celtics, yes, Jason Tatum, hands down, but that is a homegrown team. They are. The Bucks, obviously Giannis, but it's like Drew and Chris Middleton aren't your traditional big three by any means.
And Middleton, it doesn't look like he's going to play today.
So. Right, so that's what I'm saying. They're,
it's going to be tough.
They're legitimate.
And Golden State's like all of them, I think.
They're legitimate
teams.
The Suns, the Grizzlies, the Mavericks. Obviously, you've got to have that all-NBA talent, but it's not, they have the depth to compete and to defend, and so they can overcome certain injuries and that sort of thing where... You know, I think that's what we've learned throughout sports is that you can try to buy your way to championships, but if you could, then the Yankees would have every World Series for the past two decades.
And I think these teams that are, like he just named, the Golden States, the Grizzlies, the Phoenix, these players know their roles. Kevon Looney, 22 rebounds? I mean, 70. They had 70 rebounds in that game. That hasn't been done in 40 years. Now, there's no doubt, and you saw in that game, with 4 minutes left, Steph comes off the bench, and you could just see him look at everyone. He waved everyone off, basically like Kobe used to do, go stand in the corner, now I take over. I think every team has that, but these teams that are more balanced and have their role players, and I think are the ones you're seeing successful.
Yeah, I agree. No, very interesting. I want to talk about, Josh, before we go to this timeout, give me your final teams. The Heat, Phoenix?
No, I've been saying Celtics Suns from the beginning, and I'm still sticking with that.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Golden State and who, Scott?
Golden State and the Celtics.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Heat and Phoenix. So let's see if that happens, and I want to see the Lightning and the Avalanche. We're going to take a quick timeout here on AM 860. Stay tuned, please, and we're going to follow up with the NFL schedule and take your calls at 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks. Thanks for hanging in there with us here on a beautiful sunny morning in Tampa Bay. Want to talk about the NFL schedule, but Josh, what would you like to share with us?
We were talking earlier about the Seminole Tribe and the Hard Rock and the background deals and all that good stuff, and we are now at 31 states in this great country of ours that have sports betting, and Florida is not one of them.
That makes sense. Not. I mean, come on, man. Wake up. See, this is the problem, though. We're going to get a hair political for a minute. Okay.
We're at 20-something, what is it, 28 states that have constitutional carry, and Florida isn't one of them.
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah.
What is that saying about?
You know, do we go state law or do we go federal law? Everybody has their own opinion. Well, they want it federal when it's their agenda, and then when it's not, they don't. And, you know, hey, Scott, we joke around about it earlier with your speech there about the backroom deals. You know, this guy isn't a backroom deal guy. He's running for District 1, okay? He needs your support. He needs your vote, okay? He's a man for the people. He's helped out at TBYFL as the president for 25-plus years. He's helped out families, okay? He's not your elitist. He's your regular down-to-earth guy who understands what families go through and all nationalities and all cultures. Okay, he has support from a lot of people. This is a guy you want to vote for, Scott Levinson, District 1.
But to answer Joshua, not that I really have a say in it because it's not a commission level, but I agree with Joshua. Again, why would you not have betting? Why It's you're silly. Allowed to go buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
You're allowed to drink yourself. You're you allowed to do the all
the scratch off tickets.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
you can go to the casino, can play lottery.
You could do
but
it.
But God forbid I want to put $50 on the Bucks to beat Detroit by 7. Oh no, can't have that. But then if I'm in Pensacola, I can drive to Mississippi in 1 hour and make that bet. Come on, man. Stop
it. The revenue dollars speak for themselves at this point. I mean, with the sports betting, or the recreational cannabis, too. I mean, there's just there's much money that we're missing out on.
Here's the fallacy. Take Hillsborough County, guys.
Okay.
We are telling everyone now we're going to start a new tax for roads and all that again.
Sure
and
we
all
are.
The rail and blah, blah, blah. Once again, down to Vinickville. But why are we not, like he's saying, why are we not looking at things like that to generate taxes for us so the people don't have to keep taking out of our pocket to pay? There are so many other avenues that we can be generating income from to pay for all these projects. There is plenty of money in this state. There is plenty of money in this county. We have the most unimaginative, bought off, paid off politicians and bureaucrats I have ever seen.
Yep.
And speaking of imaginative, to pivot into the schedule stuff here, with the NFL, you have all these different teams and games, and I can't imagine what the process must be putting all this together. It's, 17-week regular season now and 32 different teams. You got the bye weeks and the Thursday night games and Saturday night game and all that. I mean,
it's an 18-week
situation. How about the way they released the schedule? What was that?
Yeah. Get that either, Scott. I the Thursday night games, you know, I don't know. They need to come up with something to where if you're playing on Thursday night, if they care about player safety, guess what? If you're playing Thursday, you played Sunday, this past Sunday. Suppose you play today, okay? Guess what? You get off next Sunday because you're playing that Thursday. Why not do that? It makes all the sense in the world for me. There's your bye weeks for everybody right there. I mean, and then on top of that, I know it's all about revenue and money. I don't want to – sometimes I think they look too much at that, but that's my own personal opinion. I mean, obviously we're a capitalistic society, and God bless us for that. But, you know, it doesn't always have to come down to money, especially when you're making millions and billions, okay? If you're struggling, it's a little different. My point being, Josh, is week 8 AFC, week 9 NFC. Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of games off. So what, okay? It would still make more sense. It's more competitive that way. It's more. And then the way they do the scheduling, too, to me is a little silly. You know? I mean, why are the Bucks in Dallas playing again this year? They played last year. Okay? If that's the case, guess what? I'm all for it. But you know what we're going to do from now on, Josh? You're going to play 15 games in your conference and three out and two outside of it. There's your 17-week schedule instead of playing each other twice. That's what should happen with the NFL. And that's just my two cents. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, it's that will never happen because I know it is about the money, and especially when you're making billions and trillions. So you're never gonna have that many teams not playing because you're just missing out on too many commercial dollars, too much money.
And here's
involved.
The other thing, Josh. We have New England coming down to Miami in September. Why would you do that? Have Miami go to New England in September, okay? Have Miami go to Buffalo in September, okay? Have them come down here in December, okay? That, to me, doesn't make any sense. Again, I'm all about competition committee. Competition, making it equal and fairly balanced for all parties.
And that's where I don't – my guess is that, because I'm not really that privy to the process and everything, is that it just – it's impossible for it to be completely fair and even. Like, you have – I was looking at some stuff. The Washington Commanders,
yep,
in the second half of the season, they have 4 different times where the team they're playing is going to have 10 days to get ready for them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have that much time. So that's like 4 games in an 8-week span for them. And it's just, whereas the Cowboys are going to have a net rest of like plus 8. Because they have, you know, just the way the schedule is, where you've got road week, short games, and that sort of thing. So I'd like to think that it's an imperfect process, and you're going to have someone who's a little bit more fortunate than the rest. But in terms of this, the Bucks do have just pure rest days where we're going to have more time to prepare for teams, and they're going to have less time. The Bucks are in, like, the top of the league this season for that.
What you mean in between games?
Like our schedule, regardless of who we're playing, just the amount of time to prepare, we have more rest than our opponents.
And why are they scheduling these double headers when the games overlap?
What do you mean the double headers?
Like they'll start a game at 7 o'clock, and then before that game's over on a Monday night.
Oh, that's
I don't like that.
That's week one.
Yeah,
they do
I don't
that
like why
just to
why
kinda get it. Just
7 o'clock and 10:05. That's beautiful. Come on, man. Stop.
I mean, they do it with basketball. So guys, I was listening, and I think we should do this, and I sort of enjoy it, and I don't care what it is. It's what I was talking about last week. I was listening to, you know, Good Morning Tampa Bay with Jack Harris, all that. The dope of the day. In sport, you know, how they have in the communities. What do you think the nuttiest thing in sports was this week?
What do you think, Josh?
I think you should lead off for us here since this.
Oh,
was
I've
your
got
to-
it. I
want to
see
topic.
If I want to see if you all
go. Give us what you got.
What do you think, Scott? Disagree or agree?
I was looking, and this is an obscure very thing. I'm watching a MMA.
Okay.
MMA. The guy gets hit, goes down. Obviously, he's got a problem with his leg on one foot, and you can see his foot's gone. And the doctor comes in. You could actually hear the doctor talking. Well, if he doesn't move around a lot, we'll let him go.
Oh, brother, that
talking about money in sports.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about money in sports.
Shoot it up, wrap it up. He'll be okay. We'll do surgery after the fight. Why not? It's all good. Hey, folks.
That's what shows you money on sports right there.
Right there, brother. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us here on AM 860, The Answer, the Sports Zone. Every Sunday from 11 to 12, we bring it to you live, baby. And also, Scott Levinson running for District 1 County Commissioner. Go ahead, Scotty. Tell us what's...
In the final 37 seconds.
Just tell us what you're running for, brother, and how to...
Hillsborough County Commission, District 1. Folks, let's get out there. You know, we all love Hillsborough County. Let's get out there and make it right, whether it's me or someone else. Get out there and make a difference. This is your home. It's our home. Let's make it great.
How can they contribute to you, Scott?
www.votelevinson.com.
There you go. Josh, thanks for being on the air with us. A little fantasy talk will be coming up here soon in football world. I can't wait for the draft, man. Be here in a couple months. Folks, God bless you.
Peace, Tampa Bay.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.